were never farmers. And my daddy had, as I told you, the turpentine stair, but we just did family doings. Mm-hmm. We didn't keep corn. Daddy used to buy peanuts sometimes just for the family to eat, and I would mm-hmm. get a bag of them. And just there was a place in the kitchen, their pantry, mm-hmm. that we kept things like that in. Because we didn't buy it in loads because we just bought it for family use.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever hear of a corn crib? Or?
No, we never had a corn crib or anything like that.
What is a corn crib? Did people around here?
Well, have? People in the country had them, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the barn, the upper part of the barn is called the...
We never had any barns.
Do you know anything about the barn, though? What you call that upper, the second story in the barn?
Well, some people call them corn cribs, mm-hmm. but we didn't have them in this area.
Mm-hmm. What
all back toward Blunstown and in the farming areas, they had those things, but we didn't mm-hmm. have them around here.
What about the part that you keep hay in the barn?
Well, we didn't have hay either.
Do you know, have you ever heard any word for that? The
hayloft.
Okay.
Hayloft.
And say if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you might leave it outside and take a pole and then put the hay around the pole. Did you ever
see?
You see, this has never been a farming section right in here, and all that. He lived on a farm when he grew up, so he knows that sort of thing, but I just don't know too much about it. Because I know about haystacks, because I've read about them in school, and I've seen them. I have seen them in the country when we've driven around.
Uh-huh.
But
come on in,
it's not peculiar to this particular area, though,
uh-huh.
see?
Well, some of these things.
Hey, how are you?
Is that your office?
If I ask you, you know, and you can't. A lot of these things they won't have had in the theory, but if you've heard of something that was called, you know, maybe up in where it was red,
mm-hmm.
you know, just go ahead and, you know, tell me that. But I guess a lot of these things, see?
Haystack and corn crib and, oh, well, hayloft, you know, folks. For storing them, of course we've heard of all those things, but we just didn't experience them personally.
Where did you keep the horses when you had horses?
Stall.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy had a stall when I was very small. We had horses.
Mm-hmm.
We had two or three. And we had some mules, but those were kept except for the personal horses, see, for riding. We had a stall there at this old building when it was, we had the post office in, you know, downtown. And there was a stall that I think had, there was a building that had several stalls in. It was open on the front, but it was closed, you know, on the back and on the sides. And we had room there, I think, for about four horses.
What did you call
but
the horse?
We had, we just called it the horse stall, I guess. I don't know of any other word.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy had a horse that he used in riding, what they call riding the woods, you know, was he was looking over the timbers and supervising the work that was being done, you know, we called it. That was the term he used, riding the woods. And he had a horse that he used for that, and then my mother had a personal horse that she used, you know, that was, had a buggy, and was hitched up to the buggy, and that was for traveling. And for riding, you know, if she just wanted to go for a ride, she'd have the horse and buggy hitched up. We had colored men that took care of that, taking care of them, you know, and getting them ready for her when she wanted to use it.